So far, we've been guiding Metta with the idea that there are phrases that we can use and beings that we can call to mind. And we use those phrases as ways to kind of carry that intention of kindness. You know, may you be happy. May you be safe. And I think that's really a great way of doing this practice. This practice, I'm suggesting, rather than using beings, can we actually just use the direct phenomena that are occurring to consciousness at this time? By which I mean this body sensation, these sounds. Can they be wished metta? And to make that work, we might want to change the phrases that we use, right? Because it might get complicated wishing for this sound to be happy or peaceful or whatever. But it's like, maybe we could say, may you feel allowed to be this way. May you feel allowed to be this way. May you feel welcomed into this consciousness that you find yourself being in for a moment. Yeah. May you be cared for, yeah, met with care, and may you be released, at ease. And so we have that allowed, welcomed, cared for, and released. What a lovely way for phenomena to pass through a consciousness. So it radiates that feeling of metta. Hopefully it also helps us feel good, helps them feel good, and we can do that. And I'll invite us to kind of go through different areas of our senses, like we did earlier, or whatever it is, like we did in the not me, not mine. Yeah, we can go through those senses and we cover all possible aspects of our experience. We'll get soaked in metta, met with metta. Yeah. So the basic premise here is that imagine, radical thought, but imagine that everything that arises, pains, pleasantness, whatever, they haven't arisen to be grabbed onto. They haven't arisen to be rejected. Let's say that they've risen to be met with kindness and care. Maybe, maybe not, but maybe they've arisen to be met with kindness and care. And I think that's a really beautiful way of looking at a sound. That irritating chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka. Ah, you've come to be met with kindness and care. Nice. And you're going to get it as best I can. That's what I'm going to train myself to do. Okay. So now I will go back to mumble mumble and I'll try and project my voice. But if at any time I forget to, I think I trust you. So, a supportive way of beginning with this practice can be to open out the attention to include the whole of the body and a little bit of space around the body. And notice the sense of the awareness here to include the space above, behind, in front, below the body. Be aware of that space. You can listen through it, breathe through it. Use a little bit of effort to keep it a little bit bigger than it might want to shrink down to. Feel alive, but now also letting it be gaining the fragrance of kindness, of goodwill. The absence of wishing harm. The absence of ill will, rejection. enjoyable space for sensations to appear in, to abide, to live for a little while, and then disappear. So we'll begin. If the body feels comfortable, we'll begin with the body sensations. If you'd prefer already, you can go ahead into the sound sphere. We'll join you there shortly. Just noticing the sensations of the face. Sensations of tension, the sensations of ease. May you feel allowed to be here this way. And you're also allowed to change, really allowed. May you feel welcomed into this moment. Cared for. Cared for as well as we can care. No pressure for more. Cared for. Also release. Let with ease. So if it's helpful, you could use these phrases, use your own words. Give that sense of allowing and welcoming, caring, releasing. Take an exploration around the body, different Vedana sensations. Remembering at times, opening out again the whole awareness around the whole space of the body. How is it if the attention's not so focused in on something? Allowing, welcoming into a wider awareness, caring and releasing with that sense of spacious. utilizing, encouraging that spaciousness, if that's enjoyable, supportive. Just checking if you've met the more quiet Vedanas, the middle, in between, like you might find on the backs of the arms or other places. You can see how radically you want to welcome, how lovingly you want to care. It's up to you. If at any point we feel a sense of resistance to this practice or experience, firstly, you definitely don't have to do it. And secondly, it can be something that we can meet with allowing, welcoming, caring. Open out that awareness another time if we like doing that part. And then keep opening the consciousness into the realm of sound vibrations. Starting maybe with the nearest sound that we notice. If you like, you can forget about what it is, the label. Or perceive the frequency, the pitch, the path. With that spacious awareness, rich with a delicate sense of kindness, or profound sense of kindness. Using phrases if they're helpful. see for yourself if it's helpful to pick sounds or just to be choicelessly receiving whatever appears in the sound. The mind might be quick to label, tell us what it is, but we can go beneath that. To the vibration, the frequency, the timbre. If the phrases feel like they get in the way, feel free just to radiate that welcoming, that caring. But if the phrases support, please use them. And be supportive at this point to again open the awareness, especially behind us. Lots of space behind and above, in front and out to the sides. Let's guide the attention to the tongue. Oftentimes the tongue is so sensitive it needs quite a lot of space to expand into when we feel it directly. Gathering a sense of the tastes, the flavors of the tongue. Met with kindness. Again, not needing to label, define what it is. Just meeting the experience of a flavor. And the experience of a flavor being cared for. whatever that means. Feeling the fullness of the mouth, those flavors arising, passing, very subtle. And then just above, up the back of the throat or in the nostrils, we find the nose smelling some kinds of aromas, fragrances. The in-breath, the out-breath, carrying in very subtle flavors to be held in a spacious, kind awareness that wants to know, wants to care at this time. Maybe for a moment we'll open the awareness and even open the attention to the eyes. And if you want, you can even let the eyes open a little bit and let in a little bit of color and light. Or you can keep the eyes closed and just notice the light and the color on the back of the eye. Seeping between the eyelashes. Whatever this form, this color, this light, keeping the awareness spacious, these visual perceptions are allowed to be here. Welcome. As fully as we can, cared for as deeply as we can, and released from demand. letting the eyes close and opening the sense of the awareness, especially above us, letting it become quite vast above us and into this vastness. Just check into what's the mood of the mind, the intellect right now. These thoughts, thinking, popping in and out quite rapidly at times. Gather together like clouds of a mood. Allowed to be here. Welcomed to take some time in awareness. To be cared for and released. Again, allowing this awareness rich with sensitivity and perfumed with metta to open out around us and remain quite large while we notice all of these senses by which we know the world. The touch, the hearing, tasting and smelling, seeing, thinking, cognizing, are aligned with metta. And there's also a feeling of kindness towards sensitivity itself, to be a sensitive being. Married with attention, perception, and knowing. Whatever arises, being met with kindness and care. Even when you notice it, the sense of self meditating here, also bathed in kindness and care. Even any sense we have of awareness, also radiated into, through, with kindness and care. And even whatever sense of kindness and care, whatever fragrance of metta we can sense here, meeting that with kindness, welcoming it, caring for it, releasing it and releasing into it. Pouring our metta into metta, kindness into kindness. Letting the feeling of kindness touch into you deeply, nourish into you. And also letting it radiate out through you. From your location to all beings. Beings large and small, near and far, awake and asleep, in the ground, on the ground, in the air and in the waters, beings now, beings gone, beings yet to come. May all beings, known and unknown, be met with kindness and care. Be free. Released from all demands.